This bottle right here, it's not just tequila. This thing is art. It's a time capsule. And honestly, it might be one of the most creative tequila releases I have ever seen. This is Agave Vice 89 ABV Yayo Tequila. Fewer than 1,200 bottles of this even made. Aged 9 months in ex-Sauternes dessert wine barrels. One of the most opulent wine styles in the world. And yes, I had to look it up to learn how to pronounce it and to find out what those are. And those are a Bordeaux French wine. And it's a grape that has a certain fungus on it. And it is super sweet. And I haven't tasted it yet. I have tasted this, though, and it's freaking amazing. Now, not only is the tequila amazing, but this artwork is amazing as well. You have the Yayo Agave Vice on the front. And I'm a kid of the 80s, right? I grew up and graduated from high school in 1988. So this falls right into my whole thought process of cool. And when you flip it over, you can see, hopefully you can see through the video, Sergio and John leaning against a 1995 512 TR Testarossa, just like they were on the show Agave Vice. So today we're going to break down the production story and most importantly, how does it taste? Now, I think Yayo's always been a brand that kind of pushes boundaries. Their repos are done special in different barrels. Everything they're doing is a unique release with an awesome Blanco that has a great base and there's absolutely no gimmicks in it. It's just really good tequila. Agave Vice was born from a collaboration between founder John Bollinger and the legendary master distiller, Mr. Sergio Cruz. The inspiration, the creativity rebellion of the 80s, a decade that broke the rules in both art, music, and design. And as far as I'm concerned, it's still the best rock and roll. The label designed by Morgan Bollinger and the artwork by Mexico City artist Rodolfo Reyes. And the image in the back of the bottle is so cool. You're going to have to get one of these so you can check it out. They are still available on the Yayo site, and you could potentially win or get a really special bottle like this one. This is the Yayo Rosa, but this is a special bottle where they spray painted on the back and they signed their names. And this one is number 15 of 22. So if you're a hunter of special bottles, I like to be, found one here, and hopefully you can order one and get a special bottle like this from their website. All right, let's throw out some facts. The facts of this tequila, these are Highland agaves, red volcanic soil, a little bit cooler nights than in the Valles, slower growing agave, actually higher sugar content, and all 100% estate blue Weber. Production, cooking them in them great stone ovens, running them through their roller mill they have there, fermented with champagne yeast, serenaded by classical music, and double distilled in copper pots, and then 9 months in these barrels. All right, so let's do a pour of this. I didn't wait to do it as a fresh pop because I had to taste it. All right, let's dive in. Cooked agave, that signature Yayo smell. And I get a little bit of caramel, a little bit of vanilla, which I would expect. I pick up some plum or maybe even some apricot. So some nice stone fruits to it. I do also get like a wine barrel influence. But the key is cooked agave is still the very first thing I smell. Okay, let's dive into the taste. The cooked agave and the fruitiness. I don't know how to put my finger on all of those fruits. It's creamy, it's vanilla, it's plum and apricot, a couple other fruit notes. I get a little bit of tobacco. There's also a little bit of cinnamon in there. I think it's the fruit, plum and the apricot coming together with the cooked agave and the cinnamon in there. I even pick up a hint of a citrus as well. The finish, it's warm, it heats up nice, it coats your whole mouth. It lasts a long time. The sweet spiciness stays there for a long time as well, and the agave flavor never goes away. But there is a wine influence and a subtle tannic note that stays there, and it just like lights up your whole mouth. This is like a fun one to taste. To me, this can't be a daily sipper because I would drink them all and it'd be gone. And then I'd be bummed that I didn't have another bottle. This is only going to get pulled out for really special occasions. And this is a slow sipper. It's something you sit with for a while. Like the 80s, this is going to be something that you remember your whole life. And if you're not young enough to remember the 80s, I'm sorry you missed out on probably the greatest decade, the best movies, and the most amazing music. And thank God they made one of the best tequilas to highlight it. If you've tried this, drop it in the comments. Let me know your thoughts. If you haven't, would you try it if you could get your hands on it? I know I love it. I want to say thanks to John. Thanks for Sergio for making this amazing tequila and all the folks at Nom 1414, one of my favorite distilleries. And as always, sip smart, support tequila, and I'll see you on the next one.